Welcome back to it on a Tuesday. Good to have you here. It's 45 after. And, you know, sometimes you have to take a deep breath, skip the noise, the nonsense, and do something good, something that matters. And there are certain places in this world that you come across that I think matter and that deserve our time. Our time, whether you donate financially or you donate your time as in volunteering, all important. Ellie's Place is a healing center for grieving children and teens in southern Michigan and Lansing. And joining me today, Dawn Haddad is the events and outreach coordinator at Ellie's Place. Kirsten Scheiner, corporate philanthropy specialist at Jackson National Life. Ladies, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
First of all, either one, step up and tell the folks, what is Ellie's Place? Why is it so? It's been around for a long time. What is it? What is its function?
That's right. We've been around about almost 30 years, and we are a healing center for grieving children here in our community in the Lansing area. We have four branches. Lansing is the headquarters and was the first one established. We provide grief services, grief support services for children and teens ages 3 through 18 and young adults 18 to 26 who've experienced the death of someone in their life and they are grieving. So we have grief support. Monday through Thursday nights, we have support groups where families come in and it's peer support group. The kids meet in groups with kids their same ages going through similar situations. We also have, for the adult who brings that kid, adult support groups as well.
So you have pretty much anybody that's 3 years and up, you've got something for them.
Yep.
3 through 26, but you just said you have adult care
as well.
That's
right. That's right. So the adult who brings the child to our support groups gets to go to an adult support group if they choose to as well.
All right. And Dawn, every year, you know, obviously these sorts of programs, they take resources. It takes volunteers, but it takes financial resources as well. So every year you put together different events, including Ellie's Race, which is a 5K at Jackson National Life in Okemos, Michigan. It's coming up this Saturday, July the 27th at 8 in the morning. Tell me about the number of kids that are helped in this program, the number of people that are helped in this program, not just annually, but over time. How many people have you touched? Do you know?
We have about 30,000. About 30,000 kids have been helped with grief support.
And what year did that start?
1991.
1991. And so this event coming up then, how many people do you expect? What I mean, is this a fundraiser, right? How do we, I mean, I'm just trying to sort it out here. How do we get there? What happens? How do people get involved? And how much money do you hope to raise?
Sure, yeah. So this is a fundraiser for Ellie's Place. And so Jackson's proud to be supporting it and partnering with Ellie's Place to host this race on our campus. So it's a 3.1 miles, 5K, all hosted right on Jackson's campus, right around our building. There's going to be tons of awesome entertainment, food, vendors there helping support the race, about 100 volunteers, and we're hoping for about 1,000 runners.
And if I run, will there be oxygen on hand?
We do have an aid station.
Yeah, well, good, because, you know, if I run, we might need oxygen. But that's a great event. Of course, for anybody who hasn't seen the Jackson National Life campus, I guess, yeah, you could certainly run a 5K on the campus. It's a big piece of real estate, a lot of buildings and going on. Why did Jackson National Life decide to get involved with Ellie's Place? Why the connection?
Of course. So at Jackson, we're really proud to support organizations that support strong families. And, you know, supporting grieving children is doing just that. And so we've been a supporter of Ellie's Place for many, many years and are really just excited to continue supporting them.
And that's a big deal. So, Dawn, tell me this. Every year, you probably support more kids. You have more people involved. Unfortunately, there's a need for it. Unfortunately, you know, with tragedy comes at different times. Nobody ever sees it coming, whether it's a brother or a sister, a husband, you know, all sorts of people can die unexpectedly. How many kids do you expect to treat this year?
I'm trying to think of those numbers. We, just by the week.
And I don't say treat. Maybe that's not the right word, but help.
Yeah, in a typical week, we're helping about 300 kids. And that's with our on-site support groups. And we also have Ellie's group, which goes into local schools. So between our schools and our on-site programming, we're helping about 300 kids a week.
You go right into the schools.
We do. We have a program where we're in about just a little over 40 local schools.
So let me ask you, you know, every now and then, unfortunately, you read about a car accident or the death of a student. Is that the type of thing we're talking about?
Sometimes it is. What we find is that not every family who's grieving can make it to Ellie's Place for a specific night each week. So
right.
we team up with one of the school counselors and we hold shorter sessions, 8-week groups at the school.
I see. So, I mean, and that's important.
It is very important.
Very important for people to understand, you know, that it's okay that, you know, it's okay to feel lost, to feel hurt, to feel, you know, damaged, to feel upset. And everybody deals with grief differently, and I'm sure you're used to dealing with all sorts of different people.
We are, and we provide that safe place for kids to talk about their person who died and to experience those feelings and to express those feelings.
There you go. All right, Kirsten, so again, the race happens when?
It is this Saturday, July 27th, and for those that are interested in participating, they can register at elliesplace.org under the events or go to the Run Sign-Up website through Ellie's Place's website.
And it's a good program, guys. And if you're anywhere and you're too far away to come join us because you're too far away listening today, well, we appreciate that. And maybe you should look for a similar program in your part of the state or wherever you may live and emulate this. It's a program that has worked very well. More than 30,000 kids helped since the program debuted several years ago. And it continues to grow and do well. So, Dawn, I appreciate it. Kirsten, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for what you do. And best of luck with the event.
Thank you.
All right, ladies, there you go. Good being here. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems. Greatly appreciate their help as well. By the way, Wolverine is Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. And right now, if you're really smart, you'll go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine contest button, because if you do, you have a chance to win a $2,700 reverse osmosis water treatment system. Can be for your house, can be for your cabin. I don't care where you put it, but I'll tell you this. Water quality has never been more important than it is today. With all the stories you see and the headlines you see, you might want a reverse osmosis system today. You have a chance to win one. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button. What are you waiting for? Do it now. We'll be right back. Okay. Very well.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.